Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Greta, you had a dream about pants.
Look, people do not want to hear about dreams. And so I want to disclose right now that 10% of this story is about a dream. And it's the other 90%.
That's what really counts.
That really counts.
Okay.
So the Darius and I have been watching the Catch 22 TV show.
Oh, George Clooney one, yeah.
Mm, and I read the book years ago and loved the book. It's really, truly fantastic. Well, I mean, I don't need to say that. The world knows that. But it's a wonderful book. So I thought, yeah, let's give the TV show a chance. And I've really enjoyed it. It's hit the similar notes and tones of the book, which I think would have been quite difficult to execute. But it's pretty upsetting content. And so we went to bed one night right after watching it. And I started to fall asleep. And you know when you have those really brief dreams that wake you up? Like you're suddenly falling off a cliff.
Oh, hey. Yep.
So as I'm falling...
Don't mind Greta, she's just cracking herself up here this morning. If you want to donate $10 or more.
Okay, so as I'm falling asleep, I have this like micro dream of Darius. This is my boyfriend, I'm a pansexual, of Darius in the corridor of our house running towards me in a really scary way.
Oh, God.
And I wake up and apparently I go, and I sit up in the bed and he's still awake. We've only been in bed. I'm one of those lucky people that falls asleep quite quickly.
Me too, yeah.
And he's still awake and he's like, oh my God, sweetie, you okay? What did you just dream about? And I was like, I dreamt about you running towards me in a really scary way in the corridor. That's it. That's the moment I fall back to sleep. Fine.
Okay.
Last night, Darius comes into the lounge room with just a t-shirt on, stark naked, and he's like, where are my pajama pants? And I was like, oh, sweetie, actually, like I did a load of like our washing, like pajama-y, muckabout kind of clothes, load of washing.
All that mucking about you do.
You know, jumpers and tracky dacks and all that sort of stuff. Threw them in the wash. And I was like, I'm really sorry they're wet. I just assumed you had another clean pair. And he was like, oh, I don't. So I said, oh, I've got a spare pair you can borrow. Now, this pair of tracksuit pants is like, they're quite thin material. They're not, it is a jersey, but they're not like sort of chunky, warm tracksuit pants.
Yeah.
And I, over the years, have lost weight, but they were probably still a bit too big for me when I weighed 20 kilograms more. So they were
they
were always a bit too big for me. But there's,
and I know how skinny Darius is.
So Darius is the skinniest person in the world. Imagine the skinniest person you've ever met and then like shave 5 kilograms off them. He's just he's like, people would call it lanky, you know, like he's skinny.
He's a skeleton.
Yeah.
He's a skeleton man.
Yeah. So I hand him over pants and he's like holds them out and there's enough space for like two more Dariuses to jump in and he was like, what are these? Why do you own them? Why do they exist? And I was about to give him a hair tie because I wear them when I've like fully run out of everything and I tie them up with a hair tie. So I almost create a ponytail with all of the fabric, wrap a hair tie around the end.
This is ridiculous that you still own them.
I know.
Have you missed the Marie Kondo phase of like where you actually get rid of stuff that you don't need, like tracksuit pants that can fit two of you in them?
No, but wait for it. He suddenly grabs them, pulls the fabric from the waist up over his shoulders, turns his, he sort of goes into a squat position, turns out his feet at an angle and his knees, squats down and without arms and sort of...
Oh, my God.
Darius has quite a big nose. So if you can imagine this sort of really skinny person with a large nose, and he starts running towards me in this like weird pant cocoon. And it was the dream.
No.
It was the dream.
I was thinking, how does the dream link to this? This is two separate stories.
I start screaming.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is so scary. This is scarier than R18 plus. Like, oh, we created a new rating system last night.
35 plus. 45. Ah, who knows?
No one's old enough to handle that.
Oh, my God, that is terrifying. This is the Bloody Marys on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.